Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Williams protected. Williams to the back of the end zone for DJ Moore and a touchdown. Their first connection together. And the first touchdown pass at home for Caleb Williams in front of these fans as he finds his top target.
Well, watch Caleb. His eyes are going to work to the left. He wants to throw to Everett. And then you get DJ Moore on Roseboom right there, number 56. That's the matchup you want, and that's why you use these exotic formations to formate it and get your best receiver, highest paid receiver, on a linebacker.
Let's talk about the quarterback for a second. Let's talk about Caleb Williams. And I know that, like, throughout the show today, we've had a bunch of different perspectives on Caleb and his effectiveness, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't have to be in agreement, in lockstep. But I always enjoy when Spiegs gets hyped about stuff.
Got hyped as I watched him on that drive that ultimately ends up with only three, and that's before halftime. But on the way to get there, he started showing some willingness. You were talking about this earlier, Lawrence, some of the willingness to check it down and to take what yards are there and move the team positively. And you can hear just how happy Mark Sanchez was as he was watching this stuff. Sanchez enjoying watching Caleb under 2 minutes. I guess it's in the last 90 seconds of the second quarter.
Now looking for a downfield shot, and that's what you just talked about. He takes the profit and gets a first down on second down and short and moves it to the 40 of L.A.
I mean, you got to feel like a proud father. Your kid's just growing up right before your eyes. But watch Caleb. He's going to scan the whole field, wants to take a shot down the field. He sees it. He sees it. No way. The internal clock goes off and dumps it to the flat. Another positive first down play. It only benefits you.
So moving the ball. If the check down is there, take it. And Sanchez was so damn happy to see it. With about 43 seconds left, he continues the drive, and it's swift again. They initially think it's the first down, but they end up reviewing it. But remind yourself what Caleb did on this play to even get the ball to DeAndre Swift. And this is the kind of stuff that Ryan Poles told him to unleash every once in a while when the moment calls for it.
Williams gets hit by Verse, stays up, on the move.
Got him.
And he connects with Swift, who dives ahead near the sticks. They'll mark him out of bounds to stop the clock with 32 seconds left, and it's good enough for a first down seemingly.
Well, watch Verse working on the left side with Braxton Jones, gets that push. Caleb somehow slips out of the tackle. He had Swift early and ends up finding him late. There was Swift on the sidelines, working those tick marks, that ladder on the sideline.
The Special.
You're The Special.
Not every moment that The Special comes out to play has to be like a crazy shot downfield. Like we saw Josh Allen do last night with that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Right? Like, wow.
Yeah. And Caleb can do that, and he's tempted to do that every time he has a chance to do that kind of thing.
That's why, to go back to your first point, that's why I thought the check down stuff was so important. It is because we know that Caleb can do some of that, and in a lot of instances, it's felt like, I gotta do that. I need to make that play.
Right.
And I think that there is, this is my opinion, and again, I'm not a Super Bowl MVP or anything like that. I'm someone who covered the league for forever, but I feel like we are seeing him throttled down into being comfortable.
Yeah, oh, dude, I totally agree. Because here's that moment on that play. He avoids Jared Verse and creates an opportunity. And instead of like looking for something deep and hucking it way downfield, he's like, all right, well, I got this. You know, and when you watch Mahomes or you watch these people who create, they still, once they get away from the rush, they still just take whatever's there. You don't have to then turn it into a hero moment. Sometimes it will, and that'll be awesome. But just keep that mindset of taking whatever is there.
I like to think, though, that every moment I have is a hero moment. I was great yesterday. It doesn't matter. I was fine.
I didn't think you were great.
I was fine. You must not have been watching.
It took a long time for you to get going, Pat.
Well, I think I was fine.
Also, didn't you get your own player hurt? Didn't you break Rashee Rice's Achilles?
I did do that.
Or his
ACL,
I did do that.
And we're having internal discussions about it.
Patrick, your team scored 17 points yesterday.
Yeah, but that's an anomaly. As you know, it's an anomaly.
Thank you, Patrick. So good.
What do you guys think about Taylor? Caliendo. Not Frank, but Mike. Not the guy who imitates you.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony, it's a timeout.
Wow. That's Jim Nance and Tony Romo doing an impression of Frank Caliendo's impression of them?
That would be Caliendo.
That's amazing.
That's pretty great.
That is pretty great. But so Caleb shows you the special there. And it's interesting because he's going to have to really, really get good at the stuff from the pocket, because I thought Sanchez was really good on saying what the Rams' defensive game plan was against Caleb and what everybody in the league is going to do.
And keeping Caleb, you see how they're attacking this rush? They're trying to collect Caleb as opposed to trying to attack him and let him get outside of the pocket. They want to silo him in there and make that 6-foot stature matter.
But I don't love the way he's been hit early in these first four games, the first month of the season. You'd like to keep number 18's jersey a little cleaner than it's been. He has taken some shots. And you can tell this rush plan is calculated by the Rams. They want to collect him, keep him in the pocket. Do not let him get outside where he's deadly on the run.
And it's so sensible, because when you see Mahomes do it or anybody else do it, it's like they find a way to like go up and then go left, or go up and then go right, or break out the outside. And everybody's plan against Caleb is going to be, all right, let's just collect him. Just keep him right there in the pocket and slowly encroach upon him.
And Sanchez was talking about how, like, look, don't end up behind him. Don't have the rush so that you end up behind him, because it offers opportunities for him to step up. And he was talking about that with Stafford too. Like, you keep contained. Keep him contained is key.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else from the game that I wanted to run by you, and I wanted to talk about on whether or not this is a smart way forward for Caleb in the Bears offense. You up for a little dissection?
I have nowhere else that I am allowed to be.
Okay.
For 20 minutes.
All right. That sounds like we want volunteers and not hostages, but we will discuss
all right,
it next.
Let me rephrase it. Lawrence, whatever you want to do, it's fine.
That sounds like a better plan.
It's fine.
Let's talk Bears next year on the Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like
room?
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.